Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Let me talk about my wife and I just for a minute, because this is a great little example, I think. Early on in our marriage, we would have terrible arguments, and she would get really loud, and I would shut down altogether. And then we'd be quiet between each other for days. And I'd walk around for those days thinking, golly, it's too bad Gwen has such a problem with anger. And I promise you, at some point in that process, God convicted me, and I mean drove me to my knees, convicted me, that we both had a problem with anger. I didn't know any more about how to do it right than she did.
Mm-hmm.
And that the reason we're going around silently for the 2 days after that was because I was so shut down, I wasn't talking.
You were angry, too.
And you were scared, more like.
Right.
And so I realized at that moment, that's when the 50-50 rule just got driven into me. Like, I get it. We both have to do this thing differently, or mm-hmm. we're just going to keep getting the same outcome.
Mm-hmm. What if someone in a relationship can't be convinced of this 50-50 principle? I mean, I'm thinking of a friend who had a 20-plus-year marriage, and there was lots of blame that was going on. And when someone says it's your fault, and you try to hit the reset button and ask for forgiveness and move forward, and things still unravel, it's pretty frustrating.
Right. And what I say is, please never do that. If you're in an argument or a conflict with a person in your life, a spouse, a friend, a kid, and the other one says it's all your fault, it's wrong to apologize and then move on, because that's acting like that's true. And we're now moving forward under a false premise, which never works. A real relationship has to be based on the truth, not on a lie. And it was all my fault is always a lie. So I want everyone who's listening to understand this. If I'm in a conflict with my wife, a friend, anybody, and I want to apologize, I want to be clear. I want to apologize for my half of how that went wrong. And I want to be clear about what my half was of how that went wrong. And I want to apologize for my half of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not all their fault, and it's not all my fault. That doesn't make any sense. So I want to come into that conversation being ready to be honest and open and humble about my half. And then my prayerful wish would be then that the other person sees I'm not being mean to them. I'm not lashing out. I'm not making them the bad one. I can clearly see what I did. And I'm hoping that gives them the chance then to say, to sort of cop to whatever their part was of that conversation that went wrong. And if they do, then we actually get to move forward in an actually truly reconciled relationship. If that doesn't happen, we're not reconciled.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.